Northwestern Medicine, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Learn more at nm.org/better.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen joins us Tuesdays at this time. He's the Chief Medical Officer at Northwestern Medicine in Lake Forest. This conversation is sponsored by Northwestern, relentless in their pursuit of better health care. Hi, Doctor. Welcome again to the show. How are you today?
Hey, John. How you doing?
Yeah, I'm doing all right. By the way, we always ask you about very specific questions about the vaccine and shingles and the flu and the boosters and stuff like that. I just did see this big picture story, though. The Biden administration announced more than $300 million will go to mental health funding. It's part of the bipartisan gun bill. What is your hope for stories like that? And how would we even begin to address mental health in this country, particularly if we feel that it leads to some of these mass violent events? What's your thought about all of that?
John, the problem of mental health in the United States right now is truly one of our most pressing problems in public health. Yeah, it's, and I hate to say it because say it that way with all the other things that we always talk about, right? We're still in a pandemic. And there's still monkeypox around, and I keep talking about the potential for a bad influenza season. And I mean, we could go on and on, right? I mean, yeah. There's just so much to talk about within health, but mental health has been an increasing problem in the United States, and we all know it. So what do I hope will come from this? You know, I haven't seen the details of what $300 million is going to go to fund, but boy, that's a lot of money. We have a problem. We don't have enough providers of mental health. We don't have enough psychiatrists. We don't have enough psychologists, psychiatric social workers. So exactly where the money is going to go, I know there's there is an emphasis on kids here, particularly in schools, which would be great. I just don't know who is going to be providing these services in schools. So I'm going to be looking forward to seeing the details and how this is going to roll out over time. But, John, I will tell you that we need to put more and more attention to the mental health situation in the country. The suicide rate is up. We've talked before about drug overdoses, particularly with things like fentanyl, what that is doing. And we've seen a decrease in our longevity as a nation, how long we're going to live on average. Yeah. All of these things fit together. So there has to be a concerted effort to think through how we better can provide mental health services. And then what are the causes of the mental health problems that we have, and what can we do about those?
It just seemed to me like it's so multi-layered. Like if we said, hey, there's a virus, and then we need to find an antiviral, or there's a disease, and hopefully we'll find a medication or a genetic sequence, then, you could imagine that the problem would be solved or sufficiently tackled that we'd have it under control. And I don't know that there is that for, quote-unquote, mental health or mental illness, right?
Yeah, it seems so amorphous, right? It's not like, we can talk about COVID, and we know that COVID is caused by the SARS-CoV-2 virus, right? So we can do research into the SARS-CoV-2 virus. We had the incredible breakthrough with the mRNA vaccines. We have antiviral medications like Paxlovid. We have long-acting monoclonal antibody like this Evusheld we've spoken about in the past. But this is not a single cause when it comes to mental health. John, one of the things that we've spoken about on a number of occasions is what is the long-term impact of the lockdown that we had during the beginning of the COVID pandemic? Kids not going to school. What did that do to kids' mental health? Adults that had to stay home, particularly those that were home by themselves. What was the effect on mental health? And we're only now starting to understand these things. So I think part of the initiative coming out of Congress and the White House now is to try to deal with some of the acute problems that have come out of the pandemic that's impacting the nation's mental health.
I want to ask you about COVID and the flu again here in just a second. We'll pause, but let me just say this about what you just said. I know a lot of people in education in various capacities, and to the person, at least for the first couple of months of this school year, say August and September, the kids were unruly. They hadn't matured. It was so noticeable what the lack of a year of development, you know, on many levels. It was so evident how much the kids missed that growth. I'm sure they get it back somehow or another, but the classrooms were, you know, we just thought if the masks came off, everything would be better now. And it was not that simple, was it, Doctor?
No, absolutely not. The socialization that's been lost. You know, I have small grandchildren, and you know, in the beginning, not to have play dates, not playing with other kids. You know, we're not used to that, right? That's just not normal. Yeah. So we're going to have to be very cognizant of what both the short term and longer term impacts of that might be. And John, we haven't even touched on, from an educational standpoint, the lost education so many of our kids have had, and they're not going to be able to get that back. So what is that going to mean? So this pandemic is so multifaceted.
Dr. Jeffrey Copen's on a phone line. We'll pick it up here in just a second. I've got a couple questions. Maybe you do, too, about COVID, the booster, your flu vaccine, your shingle shots, whatever else is on your mind, 312-981-7200. We'll pick it up here in a minute on WGN. A couple more minutes with Northwestern's Dr. Jeffrey Copen. I know somebody who wants to get their flu shot, their booster, and a shingles shot in one fell swoop. What do you say to that, doctor?
Too much. it's okay to get the COVID bivalent shot. I think that's what you meant by booster, John.
Yes, sir.
Yeah. Okay. So the booster really is what we got a couple of months ago, a few months ago. The vaccine that's out there right now is the so-called bivalent shot. That's what you want to get. And it's okay to get that with the flu shot. And I would recommend you can do that both together now. We're in October. We're getting close to what will be the flu season. So no reason to wait to get the flu shot. If you'd like to get a shingle shot, wait several weeks after you've gotten the bivalent COVID shot and the influenza shot. Don't get all three at once.
Please ask the doctor, if I usually feel awful for 2 days with all the vaccines, will I feel worse if I get them boosted together, the COVID booster and the flu shot together? I actually think somebody else asked that last week. What's the answer on that one again, Doc?
You definitely can get them both at the same time. However, if you're somebody who's really worried that you're going to feel terrible, if you get them both at the same time and you prefer to separate them, that's okay. But just promise yourself that you're going to go back and get the other one. So I would recommend, if you're going to separate it, get the bivalent COVID shot first. Wait until you're feeling better, and hopefully, you know, you'll feel fine. Thankfully, people are not having horrible reactions to the bivalent vaccine. And then go get the flu shot. But as I always say, if you know you're going to be unreliable and you're not going to go back, get them both at the same time.
This is Linda for Dr. Jeffrey Copen. You're on WGN. What do you need, Linda?
Okay. I had read that the Moderna had a quality issue recently. And so I was wondering, has that been solved?
Yeah, so there was a problem with the manufacturer at one of the Moderna plants. So there was a decrease in the amount of Moderna vaccine that was available. I believe that's now been fixed, Linda, and the Moderna should be as available now as Pfizer. But it really doesn't matter. You should feel safe and secure to get either the Pfizer bivalent or the Moderna bivalent. They should be equally as effective, and we know they're both safe.
Good luck, Linda. Thanks for that. And what about you, Rose? How can we help you? You're on WGN.
I had my first booster March the 4th, and I haven't been able to find a Pfizer booster since. and this is, I'm going into my seventh month, and I'm wondering if I'm protected. And they're saying that the second booster is no longer there. It's this bivalent one that I have to get. Is that right?
Yeah, Rose, at this point, I would tell you, just go ahead and get the bivalent. The bivalent has, part of the bivalent is the original vaccine. So it will act as the booster to what you've, the first three that you've already had. And then you'll have the additional protection of the second component, which is against two elements of the Omicron virus that's out there. So don't worry about the second booster. Go ahead and get the new bivalent now.
Okay, Rose, I hope that help that hopes. We have time for maybe one more question. I'm looking at my producer. All the phone lines are ringing, and maybe we can get in one more call here. That'll be on line five. What's the name on line five? Not sure yet. Stand by. Stand by. Sid, you're on WGN. Hey, Sid, there, Sid. Hey, Sid, what can we do for you? You're on the air.
Hi, John. Longtime listener.
Thank you.
I had my second booster about a month ago, but it wasn't the most recent one for Omicron variant B4 and B5. When can I get the most updated one?
Yeah, so, Sid, the recommendation is give yourself 2 months after you've had that last booster, and then you can go ahead and get it. So I'd say, you know, probably sometime before Thanksgiving would be good.
Okay, Sid, I hope that helps. I'm glad we're able to take some calls today. It's funny, Doctor, because most of these questions I think I can answer, but then I think, no, wait, I forgot. Is it 2 months or is it 2 weeks? And then is it, yes, you can combine them, or no, you can't combine them. So I don't know if you have trouble keeping all of that straight, but I'm really glad that you do.
Yeah, I have to remind myself sometimes. it can get confusing. I really want to compliment our listeners for the quality of the questions. They're always really good, and we can't talk about this stuff enough. It's really important to people get these vaccines. That includes the influenza vaccine, please. Mm-hmm. And let's just keep on top of this. We're still in a pandemic. It's not over. We're in a decent place right now, but you know, as we're getting into the fall and winter, John, nobody can predict what's going to happen. So we want to be as well prepared as we can.
It's Dr. Jeffrey Copen. He's the chief medical officer at Northwestern Medicine Lake Forest Hospital. Thanks, Doc. We'll talk next week.
All right, John. Take care. Bye-bye.
You have a good day, sir.